Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Let's get going. As you know, this show is about getting you the concepts. The concepts about health, not the quick fix version. And today's concept is perfusion and drainage. So I want to expand a perception, I should say, not bust a myth, as I'm inclined to say. I want to expand a perception today of the word cardiovascular. When we talk about cardiovascular health, in a sense, that's a misnomer. When people hear cardiovascular health, they say, well, my heart's fine, my doctor told me, and therefore my cardiovascular health is good. This is nonsense. So yes, I am going to bust this myth. This word cardiovascular health is very, very deceptive, and that's the concept I want to give you today. When we say cardiovascular health, we're talking about the ability of the arterial system to deliver oxygen and nutrient to every cell in your body. When we say cardiovascular health, when you think about your heart and your arteries and your cardiologist and your cardiac surgeon and the guy that has the heart attack and the guy that's had congestive heart failure, the person that's had the stroke, the person that's going to have the stroke, all this cardiovascular, well, we understandably think about it in terms of our heart and maybe our brain because of the stroke and blah, blah, but that isn't the point. The real point for everyone to get straight. The real point is that as you age, the ability of the arterial system to deliver blood to every cell in the body changes for the worst. That's what cardiovascular health is really about. And that is not a function of the heart. The heart's got very little to do with pumping blood. Wow. You know what pumps the blood? The elasticity of the artery. The elasticity of the artery pumps the blood. You know what determines the amount of blood that the elasticity of the artery pumps? The amount of blood in the artery, which of course is going to decrease if you're plaqued. Two types of plaque. Plaque that's fatty, but doesn't have a calcific shell. I put pictures on this on the show. I know some of you are driving. Some of you are the first time listeners. But my audience, if you can get to the website, straighttalk.cc, look at the pictures, show 360. 360. What is it, 50 shows a year? We're well into the sixth year now. You've got an encyclopedia of knowledge on this site. Increasingly, the doctors are studying this site for good reason. I come at it from all angles, and that's the concept. To understand what to do about what you've got, you're not supposed to understand about what herb to take as much as how to build your health. Any symptom you've got, any chronic problem, any disease, any life-threatening disease, when you're going to scan Google and do all your searches, rather than think about what the solution is for my disease, you want to think about what the solution is for your health. And that's a theme in my shows, because in my experience of 2 decades and a half, that's what I see works. So plaque in the artery is going to decrease blood flow. Of course it is. It's common sense. There's two types of plaque. One plaque is fatty. The other plaque is fatty, but with a thick layer of calcium over it. Now, what's that got to do with perfusion? The plaque that's got the thick calcium layer, that's the one that really decreases elasticity of the artery. Classically, we could call that hardening of the arteries. The fatty plaque doesn't harden the arteries as much. But the fatty plaque is the plaque that's going to make it more likely for you to have a rupture and a heart attack. So they're both bad for different reasons. In terms of perfusion, if your body is plaquing calcifically, and what's the test for that? The coronary calcium CT scan. Nobody gets it. Everybody needs it. The norms on it should all change. Everyone should be getting the arterial elasticity tests. You're never going to get that. Doctors don't do it. We've got the technology. Doctors don't do it. You got Kaiser? Forget it. No matter what insurance you have, unless you've got a cardiologist that thinks outside the box, unless you've got a cardiologist who you're going to have impact with, who you have a relationship, the way doctors and patients used to have relationships, unless you've got that going, you'll never get any of the elasticity tests. They're never going to measure what we call the shear variable, the shear, S-H-E-A-R, the shear component in an ultrasound won't be measured to give any sense of elasticity. And that's just, I put two articles on the top of the website, that's straighttalk.cc, on the show today. Click to view article on arterial wall elasticity. Click to view article on a novel method for evaluating humid carotid artery elasticity and otherwise. And these are the kinds of tests doctors should be running. Why? Well, if you've got fatty plaque, you've got to be concerned more about the rupture and more about, therefore, the heart attack or a piece of that fat breaking off and plugging up some smaller artery, creating some sort of a stroke, some sort of embolic stroke. But if you're not plaquing so much as calcifying, and yes, there are people who don't fatty plaque so much as calcify more, those are the people, the calcifiers, who are going to have decreased perfusion. To really get this, you need the picture. Now remember, after this show, if you wait an hour and get to the website, I'm going to have a more comprehensive version of this show. So this is the teaser show. This will whet your interest. If you want to really get into it in a deeper way, just tune into the website. You're listening to the radio. You have to get to the website. If you listen to the website, you're going to have a show up in an hour that's going to be this part and then the deeper, more comprehensive part. So I've got a lot of pictures today, because some of this stuff gets technical, but you've got to understand it. And one picture you've got to understand is picture number 4. That's where it shows the artery. We've got about 60,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body. 60,000 miles. Yes, I said 60,000. Can you imagine that? 60,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body. And what delivers the oxygen and the glucose and the nutrients and everything the cell needs to keep itself healthy, to resist it from aging, to resist it from disease, from symptom, is delivered in the artery, which becomes a smaller artery and then finally a capillary. Now, we're going to get into the structure of the capillary later, but that capillary, because of the way it's made, will dump off everything the cell is screaming for. So think of those little chickadees in the nest. And then the mother bird comes in. You ever watch that? I've got one outside my office in the little nest, and the bird comes in, and the little chickadees are screaming for the food, and then the mother regurgitates the food down the chickadee's throat. If you've ever seen that, it's a fascinating thing to watch. Those are your cells screaming for the mother capillary to dump the food off. And after the food is dumped, then the venous system takes the rest of the blood. That intersection between the arterial capillary and the venous capillary, that's the anastomosis. That's the union, that's the fusion, the junction point. It's the intersection between the blood flow in and the blood flow out. And then the venous system has to drain it out. The venous system has its own rate of blood flow. The arterial system has its own rate of blood flow. The arterial system's blood flow is related to the elasticity of the artery. The elasticity of the artery is related to calcific plaque versus fatty plaque versus you've got a lot of both versus how much occlusion occurs in the artery. And oh my God, you've got a headache. That's it for me. I just want to know what herb to take. I'm not doing this show. Ta-ta. I know. Believe me, I know. America, wake up. This Cliff Note version of health isn't going to work anymore. Yeah, I know. The doctor said you were good. You did your physical. Don't even think about it. Don't do it that way. We're looking at a paradigm shift here. You know what's going to drive this paradigm shift? The fact that everybody's getting older in America. When I was a little kid, a 60-year-old was somebody with no teeth sitting in the rocking chair playing with their grandkids. A 70-year-old had no teeth sitting in the chair. Grandma had whiskers and grandpa had no teeth and didn't know where he was. And this was kind of the way it was after 70. Not anymore. You're 70 years old today. You're not thinking about any of that. A lot of people are working on the second relationship. A lot of people are working on a second career. A lot of people are thinking, I'm 60, 65, 70, 75. I've got a vibrant couple of decades coming. And you're right, you do. And that's what's going to drive this. If you really want to get a return on your life, we got to get off the Cliff Note version. And it just means you have to study a little more. You listen to all the shows on radio, on all the stations everywhere. It's all about, yeah, I'm going to get on the air, talk about cardiovascular health, and then tell you about all these wonderful herbs to get. And although, yes, good herbs are good. Good herbs are good. All right, I'm a premier research lab guy because I was intimate with that company, and I know it's the real thing. So, of course, but if you don't get the fundamental concepts, forget it. The other thing we have to stop doing, and boy, am I going to get on this in the second half, is thinking in terms of perfusion and drainage. Oh, okay, but I have Parkinson's or cancer or Alzheimer's or low back pain. Where's the show on that? This is perfusion and drainage. Do you guys see the issue there? The issue is perfusion and drainage are huge foundational concepts in the way they affect any and all disease or health. And the way you have to look at it, if you've got cancer, if you've got heart disease, if you've got eye problems, if you've got ear problems, nose problems, if you've got pain in the low back, if you've got lupus, scleroderma, psoria, any and all symptoms or any and all diseases, the way you have to look at it, the paradigm shift is health or your cure is a pot. An empty pot, and every day you're going to throw more stuff into the pot. Now, the difference between you and the other guy is what you're going to throw in the pot is different than what he's going to throw in the pot. He needs to sleep. He needs to get a better emotional life. He needs to stretch. He needs to clean the biliary system. The other person over there, they may need to start pooping 2 to 3 times a day. They may need